Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. And as we always start our program, it is our prayer that this show is informative and inspiring and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my lovely bride and best friend, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. We are just thrilled because we have some new earphones.
new gear
for the next level. That's what I posted.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
New year, new ears.
Wow, look at you.
I know. I just came up with that myself.
So now we mistakenly think we sound better than we do.
I'm getting used to it because it definitely is different.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I'm
No, you cannot back out of this.
I know, you've done so much research. But okay, seriously though.
Yes, seriously.
Seriously. So we have to call attention to what's been going on around here at the Fish and Faith Talk studios.
Studios,
where
yes.
Where are we?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
Yes, so.
At Salem Media Group.
So there was a moment on Saturday, if
in
you
our,
were listening.
In our last segment, yes.
No, where, on our last show.
Yeah, on our last show in the last segment.
Okay.
Yes, where things went awry. Things got terribly off topic. And we had to, in accepting of this challenge from Rick and Dan, use the term
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Which is not a normal word that
it is not
I
part
say.
Of our lexicon.
No, and it really doesn't have anything to do with senior care.
No, it was a bravo on their challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Bravo.
So let's explain to our listeners what's going on. So the beginning of the year, Rick and Dan with Faith Talk Live put out a video. You might have seen it on Facebook and challenged us to integrate the word Hufflepuff into our
fabulous broadcast show.
Absolutely. Our very serious, inspiring, encouraging senior care show, which we did. And we did with excellence.
Yes.
As best as we could. So what does this mean now for our listeners is, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Reprisal. Reprisal.
That's right. So be looking on our Facebook page.
Perhaps revenge.
That's right. We will be posting a video very shortly with an equally challenging
challenge. Professionals. They're broadcast professionals, so we should be able to raise the bar for them and give them something
that's right.
That is going to
we've got some good things cooking up. But anyway, we're having some fun between shows. Our shows actually have our show and their show runs during the week. And so we're up in the studio at about the same time they are. And so we just
measure Rick's beard while we're here.
That's right. We're pretty much being juveniles, radio juveniles, and we're loving it. It's going to be fun. So
look up, just Rick and Dan heads up, look up morph suit, look up alliteration, look up British dramas.
And pie eating contests.
Yeah, we're trying to leave our options open for
this
challenge.
Okay, be on guard. The video is
be
coming. So on back to senior care. So none of that nonsense anymore. Let's talk about some real good stuff around here.
I wouldn't say today's topic, which we won't introduce now, is not specifically relegated to just talking
no,
about senior care.
No, we're gonna enter that in a minute. So want to call attention to some great events going on out in the community. And always, if your faith organization has an upcoming event on your schedule, please share it with us at seniorprovisions.com. We would love to make the announcement on air of your event. And we've got a couple events coming up from Snellville First Baptist. Monday, February the 24th, we have a wellness and resource expo.
Did you say February?
Yes, I did.
Before we started the show, she was going to say, oh my gosh, I have to say February.
It's not one of my strong words. So
I was trying to get her to say it again.
That's okay.
Babouwee.
I had challenges with my R's when I was little.
And here I am, your amazing husband.
Pointing it out on radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So anyway, this health expo is awesome. And we are going to have all sorts of vendors talking about health and wellness. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have food. Lunch is provided, but you have to RSVP to Snellville First Baptist. And if you want more information about that, reach out to us at 888-979-8783. And also we have two of our support groups in the Gwinnett County area are coming up. Actually, one tomorrow at North Metro Baptist at 10 a.m. Up in the Decula area.
Mm-hmm.
And then also at the end of the month in Snellville, we at Calvin's Cove at Westminster Presbyterian. And that is from 9:30 to 10:30. Had to check on those dates and times. But anyway, call us for information. We know of support groups all over Atlanta, including Parkinson's and Alzheimer's support groups that are very specific. These are caregiver support groups, so they're open to anyone who is caregiving. And, you know, we just want to create an environment where you can get information and inspiration.
Exactly. And that's what part of this show is intended to be, is to be that billboard for churches that have limited or no marketing funds to put the word out for these great events in their community. And one of the ways that we can do that is through the support of our amazing partners. We want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And you can reach out to them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. And thank you, Thrivent Financial, for your support.
Okay, so here comes one of our favorite segments of our show, and that is the caregiver topic. Question for the day.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Since you're so excited.
I am. It comes to us from Facebook. Julie reached out to us with a little bit of a problem and a question. How can I get a bed and a wheelchair for my mom, who I'm assuming she's at home, if insurance is not willing to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
We get that question a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Insurance doesn't want to pay for anything.
Yep. So one of the big things is just to check off is go ahead and verify with your doctor if they cannot incorporate this into an order, and make a case and work with that doctor. And if it creates an order from the doctor, you have a lot more leverage in getting it.
Yes. So I'm not going to assume you haven't already called your physician, but call your mom's primary care physician. He may need to see her if he hasn't seen her recently, if she's had a decline, and now a hospital bed may be more helpful. He might even kind of talk to you about some other services that could come into the home, like home health and hospice services. And with those Medicare benefits, there are some equipment that is involved that mm-hmm. she might be able to have access to. So first and foremost, check with the doctor. He'll have to write the order anyway to get it covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say, just in general, since you're on Facebook, put a request out there. I mean, you can't imagine how many people have broken down hospital beds sitting in their basement or their attic or their garage, as well as extra wheelchairs. When people pass away, they don't always know what to do with them.
By broken down, to be clear, we're not talking about broken. We're talking about that they've disassembled the working parts of the hospital bed and set it into storage, so it takes up less room.
That's right. Not broken, just broke, just
broken down.
Yes, dissembled. Disassembled. It's always a vocabulary lesson.
Good morning,
lesson.
Everybody.
Good morning. Also, check online at rental companies, and then the biggest resource that we want to point out to you is to call an organization called FODAC. And FODAC, that's F-O-D-A-C, can be found at FODAC.org. So FODAC.org. And you can also call them at 770-491-9014. I'm going to give that number one more mm-hmm. time for FODAC. 770-491-9014. They are a nonprofit, and they collect used equipment, and in their thrift store, they actually sell it.
They repair it. They
clean it.
And put it back on the market and sell it. So it's a great resource for donating your equipment And it's a great cause and an amazing group of people and what they do for this nonprofit.
Absolutely.
Venture.
And they are in Stone Mountain. They have a thrift store in Stone Mountain. But check them out at fodac.org. And we know the folks over there. They're great individuals, always looking to help folks have a better quality of life. Okay, so we have a great show today. I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Prepare yourselves.
So beyond my senior care advising skills, my actual degree is in communications.
I didn't do air quotes, but I should have done air quotes.
No. But anyway, today our show is about communication and the challenges that come with aging. So individuals, both cognitively, physically, but today our goal is to help improve your communication with your loved one and enhance your relationship. So stay with us. We've got a great show ahead.
Someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you joined us today. Today we are covering a topic that is near and dear to my wife's heart. And it comes with, because it's so near and dear, it comes with a lot of baggage or a fruitful treasure trove of corrective actions. So we're talking today about communication. And it is a skill. According to my wife, it's a skill. No, I'm teasing. It's an important skill. Communication is such an important aspect of our lives, and it is most important when caregiving. And so we're going to talk about this, but I want to introduce a piece of scripture that relates to this. James 1:19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Did that choke you up?
Yeah. I'm speechless. You know, I think it's almost a formula. We were talking about this over our coffee this morning. It is a formula. And, you know, I always say, if you need help in any relationship, go to the Bible. Because mm-hmm. the answers are there and the formulas are there. And all you have to do is just look at this. It's so clear. First of all, I love that we are addressed as beloved. Mm-hmm. So this is for believers. And, you know, speaking to us about listen and to be faster at listening than to speak. And man, is this conviction. Mm-hmm. Because when, and I'm going to share the story here, and then consequently, when that happens, you are slower to anger. And I'm going to give a great example. I was with an older adult last week looking in independent living, and she comes from a faith background, a strong life committed background. I want to kind of save her privacy, but she's devoted her whole life to service for the Lord. And she just sitting at almost 90 years old, we wrapped up the tour of the independent living, and I said, tell me some wisdom. Give me a little pearl. We need to hear from you. And this is what she said. She could have said anything.
What did she say?
She said, seek to understand people. First, try to understand them. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't think of any better way to try to understand someone but to listen to them. And in our job, we do a lot of listening. I know you do a lot of listening. But you understand me pretty well.
Yes, yes.
And we understand our clients. And so when I'm listening to families going through crisis, I certainly want to be listening first before jumping to conclusions and to solutions, too.
Well, I'm going to get to this topic and kind of talk about the breaking it down. But another thing I wanted to point out, too, about James and the amazement of this order is that I find when communication's poor, it often goes the exact opposite pattern. I'm angry because of what you said. I'm going to then speak out what I think you said that made me so angry. And then I'm going to listen to see if I heard you right.
Right.
It's the exact opposite. So,
well,
you know,
let's back
amazing
up
wisdom.
Absolutely. So I think that we need to back up. We need to talk first about the communication process.
Right.
If anyone is going through our homebound ministry training,
mm-hmm.
Bringing,
we've talked about this.
That's right. Bringing the harvest home. And how to have great, effective communication. We talk about the communication cycle. We didn't make this up. We didn't invent this. This is just what it is and very well known. But it starts with a sender who decides what their message is going to be. And that's called encoding. And then they transmit the message and they decide through what media are they going to transmit their encoded message.
Orally, text, phone.
Then you've got a receiver, hopefully.
Radio waves.
Radio waves. Yep. Hopefully you're listening. And you receive the message. You decode it, interpret it, and then you provide feedback back to the sender. And so when that goes beautifully, your message has been sent, it's been received, and that's been confirmed, and everyone's happy. So what could possibly go wrong? So let's first talk about the different forms of communication.
Okay. Let's have it.
Yeah. Well, there's three main. There's written. And you want to give some examples of that? This is where you talk.
Oh, is this where I talk?
Yes.
I teach to the degree that you've...
No.
Well, writing. So all the forms of writing. So email, texting, letters, lost art.
Yes. Even music.
Oh,
yeah. Taylor Swift has sent many a messages.
Oh, yeah. our producer is with me aligned and a thumbs down.
Oh, well, the girls on the girls' side, yes. We're thumbs up. Okay. And then we have oral.
Oral.
And that is verbal,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much
audible.
Audible.
So, you know, airways, face to face, over the phone.
I think that's it.
FaceTime.
Yeah. When the cats.
Skype.
When our kitty cats meow at us, oral communication. Okay. And then finally, the third form of communication is actually one of the most important. That is nonverbal.
Yep. Here it is, folks. I'm going to drop this piece of knowledge on you. 80% of what we communicate happens nonverbally.
I totally.
80%.
I totally believe that because I sat under the tutelage.
Oh, boy.
Of Miles Patterson. Dr. Miles Patterson, who wrote the book on nonverbal communication. And he was awesome.
Name dropped.
Yes. And that was an elective class. And that's when I decided who needs to be a doctor? I'm going to be a communication major because it's so much more fun. So he inspired me. And that may be shocking, but 80% of what we communicate is in our gestures, our tone of voice, our body positioning, our tone, all of those things, our facial expressions. Hans pointed one out to me the other night as we were talking, and I said, yep. And I was shaking my head no.
Yeah, I can't even get myself. I have to think before I even try to do that. But yeah, Amy has an uncanny ability to affirm things by shaking her head. Yep, that's a great idea.
Yep, which means I really don't think it's a great idea. And I'm verbally saying it, but in my head, I'm shaking my head like, oh, that's never going to work.
Oh, now we know.
Well, hey, nonverbal, powerful. Okay, so a couple listening styles you've got as well. So, you know, we're talking a lot about sender stuff, but on the receiving side, you can actively listen or you can passively listen. And you know the difference, wives out there and parents, if someone is actively listening or passively listening.
So you're throwing the husbands down underneath the bus with the children.
I know.
Yeah, great. Now you know why I'm so excited to talk about this.
Active listening, which is a key skill to learn. It requires intense focus, providing feedback, eye contact, all of those things, letting them know, repeating back what they said, that what you say, what you're saying is important and matters, and I understand it.
I hear you.
I hear
Excellent.
You. Exactly. Ooh, I like that. Okay. And so
let's talk about the challenges faced in communication.
Ooh, what could go wrong with communication?
Yeah, exactly. So the first term is interference. So interference is anything in your communication environment that challenges this ability to have a conversation or to relay through text or written format. It's all those things that make that challenging. So, you know, of those people that are listening over that are of a certain age, when you made a long distance phone call, it sounded like a long distance phone call. And there was a long pause in between, and it was very awkward. And, you know, that's a form of interference.
So absolutely.
A loud room or someone with hearing.
I called you the other night on your Bluetooth in your car, and oh my gosh, I could hear myself after I spoke. I finally said, listen, I'm going to call you back because I'm getting interference from myself. So definitely can disrupt. Misinterpretation, another key failure. So what you're telling me and how I'm interpreting it is different. And that could be because you're tired, your tone of voice is a little more sharp, and it comes out a little snarky.
Yeah, you have ulterior motives.
Exactly. And all those meta messages that we as women and individuals in general like to read into things. Okay, you told me I looked nice. What do you mean by that?
And why didn't you say amazing?
Exactly. Why didn't you say nice? also, another is emotional barriers.
I'll let you handle this one.
Okay, thank you. If someone is grieving and you're telling them information, it is an emotional barrier. They are not receiving it. And they probably may not even remember the conversation. Mm-hmm. So emotional barriers, pain, grief, joy, ecstatic joy. You know, you can't tell a Super Bowl winner anything at that moment when they have that final.
Hey, I want to talk to you about your taxes.
Exactly. No
it's
way.
It's not going to happen.
Also, another breakdown in communication can be lack of interest. You know, we talk a lot around here about senior care, and not everyone's interested in senior care. And so sometimes, you know, as soon as we say we're senior care advisors, we lose people immediately. So because it's not relevant to them until it's relevant to them. And then they're like, oh, what is it that you do? Because my mom's in the hospital. I'm like, absolutely, we're here.
And then amazing how interested they get when they've lived that season of life. You know, you can just see it in the room.
Absolutely.
Physical barriers.
Yeah.
So some of this goes back to interference a little bit. You know, you're speaking from the other room saying, hey, could you grab me a glass of water? Well, that distance and the walls are interfering with that communication signal.
And then, of course, language barriers. So and we'll tell a story about that on the other side of the break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the power of communication. We're going to dive into some specific challenges associated with aging.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are talking today about communications and all the aspects of that skill, all the interference, as that music may have been interfering on you hearing me. See, we're always crafting the world's best broadcasting opportunities for our listeners.
Absolutely.
So we talked about like interference, the different types of communication, the different aspects of listening and all of that. And so now we want to kind of more specifically talk about how this applies to your visits with your older adult or a homebound older adult that you're visiting through the church that you attend. Just the different techniques, if I can talk.
Yes.
Tips and techniques on having these conversations go smoothly.
And I mean, I say this at every training that we do for homebound ministry, visiting and spending time with a non-related older adult can be a challenge and for all sorts of reasons. A lot of challenges to the communication, both physical and cognitive, but also just relational. You know, mm-hmm. when you don't have a frame of reference or any memories with someone, it can be a challenge to come up with, what do I talk about? Mm-hmm. And when you have someone who has memory loss, who's lost some of those memories and doesn't necessarily recognize you as a family member, it can be a really big challenge. We talked about those emotional barriers. I mean, there is a reason that a lot of older adults are not visited, because there is a lot of emotional baggage that mm-hmm. comes along with going to visit your mom at the nursing home when she doesn't look or sound or resemble the mom that you remember, or maybe you didn't have a great relationship with your parent,
right,
or your spouse.
Well, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier, where you talk about that pearl of wisdom. What was shared is seek first to understand.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that specific reference that you made is, if you were in a bed, confined to a bed, let's just go ahead and put it in a skilled nursing environment, and you're at that energy level. I mean, if you've ever been in a bed sick for, you know, 12 hours or 24, 36 hours, you know, just the confinement, just the sedentary nature that comes over you, it's very much a challenge to overcome when having someone come visit you.
Absolutely.
Imagine that coupled with, advanced age, other challenges that we'll get into with hearing and speech and cognitive. You know, seek first to understand and have that heart. Like you're just here to bring love and joy to them, and whatever comes out of that comes out of that.
So I always say you got to be a little bit of a detective when you are approaching visiting or spending time with an older adult, whether you're going to their home, whether you are going into the hospital room or sitting in the assisted living space. Mm-hmm. Be a little bit of a detective to begin with. So consider, first of all, that there might be some health issues going on. And those health issues may be chronic or they could be temporary. So it could be, you know, that they have vision issues, you know, they have hearing issues, or it could be something new and a chronic pain has come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're experiencing pain. They could even be ill and sick in that moment and not feeling well, running a fever, mm-hmm. Having stomach pains, hip pain, arthritis. I mean, the list goes on and on. So
those are physical.
Those are physical.
Right.
Absolutely.
So then let's go to the other side of the coin and talk about cognitive or mental.
Yep. And if you haven't visited someone in a long time, how you remember them and how you now are seeing them. And this happens to us all the time. I will go visit someone and I will report back on my findings and I'm not believed. I'm like, okay. Because the last time that person in the Sunday school class visited that lady, she remembered her, she was feeling good. They were talking about all sorts of things. And then my take on it is quite different because she's alert, but she's not oriented. And unless you are a little bit more of a detective, you could kind of be going down a road of conversation that is going to get her lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as and people progress in stages of illness, including dementia, and you can turn a corner fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so suddenly from week to week, especially in a hospital setting, that may not be the same individual that, you know, you went and visited. So, you know, just be mindful of those health issues.
Well, and I think too, the one thing I love that you brought up, because I've experienced it firsthand and excuse me, and through others, is when there's a base level of pain going on, you are very challenged to listen, and you're very challenged to carry a conversation. And a lot of people that we visit are suffering from chronic pain.
Absolutely. Think about, as a detective, being in that environment. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it loud? Is there a lot of busyness going on? Is there a lot of background noise? I will often take an older adult, and if I can safely, you know, or ask an aide, safely move them to another location, one of the first things I do is I say, can I turn the TV off? Because it is blaring in the room. So turn the TV off, try to get the environment as quiet as possible. So here's some great effective communication techniques.
Speak clearly and at a good pace with eye contact.
Absolutely. The next one is consider the volume, and it's the Goldilocks. And I'm going to totally tell on myself. When I was younger, I used to just yell at older adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it enthusiastically. And now I've learned over the years. Finally, a lady said to me, I may be old, but I can hear just fine.
Yep.
And ask them in a normal tone of voice, can you hear me? And if they answer yes, or they might even say, yes, but in this ear, I can hear you better. So reposition yourself. So you're sitting next to their left ear, and then you know that you don't have to yell.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because again, communication comes across differently depending on the way in which you say it and the volume in which you say it.
The Goldilocks, not too loud, not too
just
quiet.
Just right. So and the next tip is use clear and precise words, words that have familiarity to them, and avoid modern slang.
Yes, this is a good lesson for the intergenerational time together. They are not privy to the newest Instagram and TikTok stuff. And TikTok to them is not an app where you can post videos, but it is something that a clock does, TikTok. So make sure that you are, not over, and especially not a lot of medical terms. I try to kind of just keep things very simple for families and for older adults. Repeat your questions and don't jump around subjects. So, you know, if you're jumping around subjects, and I've done this, I'm so guilty. Sometimes I go too fast and then I'm suddenly like talking about another thing of Medicare. And they're like, wait, is that the same thing you were just talking about? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing related to that is to talk about topics that are endearing, enjoyable to talk about for them. And cognitively, that's even important too. I mean, your latter memories are typically the last ones to go. So talking about childhood memories and get them to storytell. I mean, in general, people of advanced age love to tell their life story, and it often begins with great energy in their youth and great topics. And they love to tell you how, I mean, my mom, I could just think of one revelation where she said that, you know, one of her jobs when she was little was to mind the cows.
Oh,
and
I don't think I've heard this.
No, well, I don't, maybe not. But you know, that's a very foreign concept. What do you mean mind the cows? Don't they just kind of do their own thing and stay where they're supposed to stay? And they couldn't afford fences, so they needed cows for beef and for milk. And the way of keeping the cows where you needed to keep them was to mind them and watch after them, much like a shepherd. So that's what she would do for, you know, she had a certain time period where she would have to mind the cows.
I'm just thinking about our daughter who groans when I ask her to unload the dishwasher. Today, you know what? Today I'm going to say to her, I have got a new chore for you.
Yeah.
I need you to mind the cats.
Oh, right. Cats twice in one show.
Sorry.
What are we doing?
Okay, so finally, okay, and this breaks some rules about technology and things, but use visual aids in effective communication. It is so helpful. We had an advisor who had spent about an hour in the hospital in the rehab room, actually, with a lady who could not hear at all. And she literally wrote every question out. Mm-hmm. She was so patient and was so endearing. And then she would write her answer. And at the end of the hour, we figured out what she was looking for in an assisted living and what was important to her. It took a lot of patience, but she literally could not hear. And but what she was saying was important enough to take right. the time.
So I'm trying to think where else we're going here. Oh, you said visual aids.
Yeah, and then finally.
Yeah, go slow.
Go slow.
Be patient. Keep a smile on your face and just seek that moment that is purely about their enjoyment and their joy and showing that you love them by wanting to get to know them better.
Absolutely.
It makes me think real quick. I know we're short on time, but one of the first exercises you ever did in college was talking about history and life history and oral history. And then you went to go visit with a lady in a small old community,
German
community. And she just went on and on and on. She was tired. She was, you know, had no energy. Then all of a sudden you got on the topic of her town and her childhood. And then she talked for, I think, close to 3 hours.
Yes. And I got an A on that project. And that is sitting in the University of Missouri archives.
I'm sure.
It's an oral history.
On the top shelf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dusted.
It's important. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show on communication with some best practices on a home visit. We've got more to share. Get your pad and pencil. We've got a lot to share.
There'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Dad's stroke took us all by surprise, and we didn't realize how bad Mom's memory loss had gotten. We were overwhelmed and confused and couldn't trust the information we found on the internet. We needed someone who understood what we were going through and someone who knew how to help. When the social worker recommended that we contact Senior Provisions, it was an answered prayer.
When you call Senior Provisions, one of our local advisors will personally meet with you and assess your loved one's needs. They'll help you find a trusted provider for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs while protecting your privacy. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the guidance that you have been searching for. Call today. We hope to be your answered prayer. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. We hope you learned a lot about communication. This is our fourth segment, so you were already instructed to have your pad of paper and your pencil already at your side, but please take a moment to do that. Okay.
And that's very timely because we just got a big box of pad and pens in for the new year.
Yeah.
So we'll be distributing. Oh, we are known for our pens here in Atlanta.
It's like we make them. And I guess we don't need to want to share where these fabulous pens could be procured.
But. Yes. Call us at 888-979-8783.
Great. We're now pen vendors.
That's right. You call us with a referral and you get a pen. That's how it works.
Fantastic. I like it. Okay. So here are some obvious and also some more subtle tips on how to have a good visit with an elderly person.
Absolutely. So it kind of just a recap. Because that's good communication to tell them what you've told them. And I know you kind of did that. So I want to differentiate what we did before the break. We're really talking about techniques of effective communication in general terms. And then we're going to really kind of make this very specific to older adults. And first and foremost, this is a big pet peeve of mine. Always introduce yourself, whether you're on the phone or in person. Never assume that someone remembers your voice or remembers your face.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to give them a frame of reference. You want to say, you know, hi, Mrs. So-and-so. This is Amy Henschel. I'm, you know, from church. I'm senior care advisor with Senior Provisions. Your daughter asked me to call you. Your daughter asked me to stop by to see you. And so always introduce yourself. And along those lines,
address them formally.
Yes.
You know, start off with Mr. Robinson or Miss Johnson and then at that moment you can say, you know, is there something else you would rather I refer to you by? And then just call me Sally or you move on from there. But you want to start off with a respectful, formal tone until they tell you to relax it and get more informal.
And I know we live in the South here, and we love to be very intimate immediately. We love to make people feel comfortable. And sometimes formal, you know, Mr. and Mrs. or Captain, and I'm thinking of Captain Miller, those are pastor. I mean, if you walking in a room and you know that this person served as a reverend or a pastor, absolutely introduce address them with those formal and then ask, you know, again, you know, what can I call you? Don't call them Miss Amy, because you can call me Miss Amy. I'm fine with that, but I may not be from the South and that may be very rude to me. And there are a lot of people that are transplants from from the North.
All right. So then the next thing is to never talk about a senior third person when they're in the room.
Without including them.
Right. Well, that's what I mean, third person.
Yeah.
I mean,
acknowledge them. Yep, absolutely. Acknowledge them. I always say I make a beeline for them. And I usually position myself right next to them. And that just kind of sets the tone, especially when there's some family dynamics as a senior care advisor. This is who we are all here. And this is our concern. No matter what everyone's agenda is, and it may be that they want the best for mom too, just differently. But they're going to have a say and they're going to be included in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times I've turned and I've said, what do you think, Mr. Smith? And he like almost, is shocked and jolts up because no one's asked him that before. Shame on us. They are wise. They have lived a long life. They are individual with individual rights and they should be respected. Even with memory loss, even with the debilitating, you know, stroke effects.
Because the point is, you know, I think of the classic one is, you know, how is Mrs. Smith doing? And you're asking that of the sister when Mrs. Smith is right there in the bed.
Absolutely.
or the daughter. And, you know, the importance of that, the answer to that question should be coming from Mrs. Smith. And it may not be exactly relevant to what you're asking. You may want a very medical kind of response, but let's start off with her response.
Absolutely. How are you feeling today? Get to the eye level with them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our older adults are in a seated position. Sit down, squat down in a non-patronizing way. Get to their level and look them in the eye and let them talk and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said this to you. I said, there are some seniors that they could talk. And they love the opportunity and they'll tell you everything. And that's awesome. You may have to have an exit strategy. But then there are those older adults who do not talk. And you've got to kind of pull from them. Ask them with some open-ended questions. Don't let them get away with yes and no. And I'm not sure, you know, What are you not sure about? What, you know, is there anything you're concerned about?
Well, and I think too, you got to put yourself in their perspective is everyone, whether cognitive or not, thinks that their mind is not as sharp as it used to be, me included. And, you know, so everyone wants to be guarded about kind of displaying your cognitive function. So they're going to probably be more emphasizing brevity and curtness to not disclose something that they may not, you know, want you to know. That I'm not quite sure what the right word is, but this is.
And that generation is more guarded, And you've got to build the trust. It goes without saying, stay off your phone. You know, and that's for our age as well. You know, we're constantly like checking our phone and getting a text. Give them your undivided attention, and.
And that's critical in visiting too.
Absolutely. Use a kind but non-patronizing tone of voice.
All right. You have a piece of scripture?
I do have a piece of scripture. This is from Leviticus 19:32. And it's so funny because our pastor just preached. He goes, who reads Leviticus? But this was so good. It says in Leviticus 19:32 that you shall stand up before the gray head. And you shall honor the face of an old man, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. And so I think that this is awesome that we will stand before the gray-haired heads, and we should give them respect, and we should give them preserve their dignity and independence as long as possible. So great show on communication. I think we knocked it out of the park.
Not to be revisited for a year, right?
Oh, no. There's so much more. Well, if you have a question for us, you'd like a topic on our show, we would love to get your suggestions. So you can find us a couple different ways. First of all, if you have a senior care concern, right now I'm going to tell you, our client care coordinator is standing by to take your call at 888-979-8783. As senior care advisors, we are here to provide information and to help you on this journey of senior care. You can find us on the Facebook at Facebook Senior Provisions and the Harvest
forward slash.
Thank you. And you can find us on our website at www.seniorprovisions.com.
Wow. Okay. That was a very effective pause there.
Thank you. I've been working on that.
Edge of my seat. We also want to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia Chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has recently been diagnosed or care at home has become too much, please give us a call at 888-979-8783 or go to their organization's website. They have amazing resources and support.
And they have an upcoming, they've got a couple of upcoming events we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. I'm so excited. So again, thank you so much. You were listening to The Harvest today. And, you know, communication is important for whether you're visiting for homebound visitation, whether you're ministering to a care, a loved one that you're caregiving for, whether you're talking to a teenager or your beloved husband. See how I worked that in?
Oh, wow. So deft.
It is so important. And God gave us, it says in James, a tongue that can bless and curse. And I used to have the children, when they would fight, I'd have them write that
sentences.
Scripture.
Yep. Yes. Well, and also, as it related to this, since we have some time, is, you know, go in there with the heart. I mean, just empathy is such a powerful tool to understand where these people are that you're visiting. I mean, you're visiting homebound seniors or you're caring for an older adult. These people are struggling for hope in their faith walk, and you get to be that person that shows them the love of Christ.
I love that. That's wonderful. And we hope to show the love of Christ through helping you all. Remember this week, that God is the greatest provision and Jesus Christ is the greatest provision of all. We hope and pray that you have a great week. Philippians 4:19 tells us that God will provide for you. Let him. We love you. Have a great week.